So on the face of it, Barnaby Joyce's return as leader of the Nationals sets up a showdown with some of the Liberal Party over climate policy. David Crowe's in our Parliament House studios. David, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
You've written this morning, David, that this change of leadership in the Nats was actually more about, quote, personalities than policies, a leadership challenge driven by old grievances rather than arguments over policy issues. In reality, though, will it now be harder for Scott Morrison to land a net zero emissions policy? How hard a bargain do you think Barnaby Joyce will drive in the coalition agreement?
Pretty hard bargain. It was driven by personalities in the sense of Barnaby Joyce wanting his old job back and then corralling enough disaffected members of the National Party room in order to topple Michael McCormack. There is a difference in tone and a difference in assertiveness on climate policy, and that's what we'll see play out. The Nationals party room wants a leader who muscles up against Scott Morrison and muscles up against the Liberals. So on net zero, I do think that there's a likelihood that net zero by 2050 is dead as a government policy. I don't think the Nationals party room, the mood in that party room is not to accept it, and that will drive Barnaby Joyce to push back very firmly. There's still a view in the Liberals that they can salvage it, for instance, by offering farmers a way basically to make money.
Biodiversity credits.
Yes. Land use change being something of a moneymaker for farmers. Now, that's a possibility. Liberals are hoping that that's a path forward. But I think it's a very fractious Nationals Party room, and that becomes very difficult. And I think on other areas in climate, the Nationals will go hard.
Mm.
They'll want support for coal-fired power generation in Queensland. They'll want support for opening up coal fields in Queensland. These are the things that are going to be driving a big part of that Nationals Party room and pushing Barnaby Joyce.
Interesting, isn't it? Is it a contest out there in rural and regional Australia between farmers' interests and mining interests that'll be and regional communities' interests? It's interesting to see how that plays out for the Nats. Barnaby Joyce's resurrection might help the Nats campaign in the regions, but how much baggage does he still carry, particularly with women, given the circumstances of his departure from the job 3 years ago? We spoke earlier to Alana Johnson from Australian Women in Agriculture. She warned of skeletons remaining for Barnaby Joyce. Is this a big gamble the Nats have just taken?
Yeah, I think it's a huge gamble. I think those skeletons are real. They're there. They can emerge, re-emerge at any time, and they will certainly trouble Barnaby Joyce now that he's back in a leadership position. It's very different when you're a backbencher. Now in leadership, those things can emerge at any time. That's something that the Nationals appear willing to gamble on. I mean, one of the quotes from one of Barnaby Joyce's supporters yesterday, Ken O'Dowd, was, well, this problem with women didn't hurt Barnaby Joyce in his own electorate at the last election.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot this morning here from listeners.
So this is the confidence in enough of the party room to give him a slim majority, the confidence that that they can ride that out. We are yet to see how that plays out in Queensland. Even some of the Liberals think that Barnaby Joyce is a net positive for the government in Queensland, that issues like those problems with women won't hurt them enough compared to, say, the gains that people who like Barnaby Joyce because he's a straight talker, sometimes incoherent, but a straight talker, and he cuts through.
Mm. All right, David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age.